Today, my guests are two friends, Denny Magic and Randall Chow, who met a long time ago while working in Silicon Valley when they realized they had a shared passion, writing music and a love for musicals. This is the story of two tenacious individuals who threw everything they had at a shot at the big time. It's great to have you guys here. So how did you two initially meet?
Danny and I worked for Acusan in Mountain View. We were part of the engineering team that created the first ultrasound machines. One day during lunch, the subject of writing music came up, and Danny told me that he had written over 50 original songs. I had already been experimenting myself with producing music, and I asked him if he would allow me to experiment with some of his songs, and he agreed.
I literally brought in a binder to work with all my original music, and I handed it over to Randall.
Yeah, frankly, I was surprised that he trusted me with all his original material.
Then about 2 weeks later, Randall came to work with a Walkman, and he played me a song that he had arranged.
It wasn't too long after that that we formed a music publishing company. After a couple of years, we accumulated quite a stable of songwriters. Then Denny suggested that we needed to create a project where we could plug in some of the music that we had signed.
I was a huge Disney fan, so I came up with an original story idea that I hoped would resemble a Disney project. Then we looked through our music inventory to see if any of the music that we had already signed might fit.
By that time, Denny had already introduced me to children's author Jeannie Wood. She was the first person that we recruited to work with us on the Hero Project. As the project started to coalesce, more and more songwriters came on board, and soon we realized that we were going to need to raise a lot of money. I recall that Denny was on the phone pleading with local stage actors from the San Francisco Bay Area to join us. It was only after investors joined us as well that we were finally able to raise the capital, and soon after the actors followed.
Randall and me didn't have a track record and we were not famous. So at first they weren't too interested in us. And I spoke with a gentleman by the name of Martin Beale, a very popular Bay Area stage actor. And once Martin came on board, everyone else followed.
Now, how many actors were you finally able to attract?
If you count everyone, including the recording studio staff, we ended up with 46 people.
With the Hero of Paris Valley project, how did you navigate this music business that you didn't really know a lot about?
The biggest issue was, Tina, if we wanted to produce it ourselves, we'd have to try to create it on a shoestring budget. Even now as I say that, I realize how little we knew about producing a professional musical.
At first, we only had income from our engineering jobs. In fact, we could hardly rub two nickels together. And we knew that if we wanted to ever see Hero get done, we'd have to get the interest of the money people first.
Of course. Now, just so our audience understands, can I ask how much Hero ended up costing?
Let's just say that what we spent on Hero was what you might spend on a conservative single-family home at the time.
Yeesh. Now, oh boy. So after you had the cast and the crew in place and some money to work with, what happened next?
Well, Denny had a connection at Disney, and we hoped that guy could interest the company brass in our project. Unfortunately, they politely declined. But Denny can be very tenacious, and we plunged ahead to create our own musical.
I contacted Jeannie Wood and I asked her to transform my script into a readable novel instead, and much to my surprise, she agreed. After that, we connected with Tiki Sound Studio in San Jose, California, and those folks helped us create the actual recording.
Okay, so what are we about to hear?
This first selection is entitled Hero's Overture, and it was assembled by a very young and talented composer by the name of Linus Lau, and it contains music samples from the story. We envisioned that this would be the music that the audience would hear first as they took their seats in a theater.
Right. Okay, well, here's Hero's Overture. Thank you. That was the Hero's Overture to the musical The Hero of Paris Valley. So let me ask, how long were you two in the studio working on Hero?
Well, Tina, we spent several months recording Hero. And after we completed the mix downs, we headed off to Fantasy Records in Berkeley to hire George Horn to perform his magic in the mastering room.
Oh, he's kind of famous, right?
Yeah. George is a genius who had mastered hit records for just about every major recording artist you can imagine. At the time, Denny and I thought that we were done with the project, but the O'Neills, who owned TP Studio, suggested that we hire George, and although we were coming up short on cash, as you can imagine, we decided to take a chance, and I can tell you, it was worth every penny.
Now, because the Hero Project was designed to end up as an animated film or a stage play, I assume that you have specific cartoon characters that the project features?
Well, yes, Tina, I'm glad you asked. The next song was written for our most popular character, who was voiced by a very talented actor by the name of Jay Simpson, and it introduces a witty parrot by the name of Garrett.
Okay, let's give a listen to Garrett the Parrot.
Garrett, the parrot, and I'm not ashamed to declare it. I'm the brightest among all the feathered hosts. Others cluck, peep and squawk. I myself prefer to talk. That only proves my genius, though I hate to boast. I'm Garrett, the parrot. Defy me if you dare it. No one smarter, be they beast, fish or fowl. The world must realize I'm the wisest of the wise. Never mind that myth you've heard about the owl. Speech is the cornerstone of civilization. Where would we be without communication? Mastery of the spoken word is what makes me a clever bird. I owe it all to my gift of conversation. I'm Garrett, the parrot, and my brutal wit, beware it. I can be abrupt to those who waste my time. I've no time for idle chatter, only truly urgent matters. So forgive me, but impatience is no crime. I'm Garrett, the parrot, and my knowledge, should I share it, is indisputably more valuable than gold. I ascertain you can't go wrong with anything, just as long as you obediently heed what you've been told. They come from miles around to seek my consultation and benefit from my extensive education. You might learn so much as well. For any concern, just let me tell you how to make the best of your situation. I'm Garrett, the parrot, and I'm brilliant, I swear it. My advice is sought by all from knave to king. So step forward, don't be frightened. Lend an ear and be enlightened, for your outlook may be brightened and your senses will be heightened. By Garrett, the parrot, who knows everything!
Well, that was fun. Now, I'm guessing you must have a villain?
Of course we do. The town's undertaker is a cad by the name of Willard McCobb, who's your typical egocentric narcissist. He wants to become the mayor of the city by hook or crook. The next song features Rick Forrester, who was the perfect villain for this project. People might remember seeing Rick in a number of TV commercials for the Oakland A's baseball team.
Huh. Now, what's this song called?
And Then There's Me.
There are rules and restrictions that always get in the way, but some of us are smarter than the rest. There are people with education who appear to know what to say. They claim to be a part of this country's best. Most will fail while others thrive. drink the finest tea. There's the winners, there's the losers, and then there's me.
And then there's you.
Why, thank you. Let them work their little fingers right on down to the bone. I don't care as long as I can fill my needs. I'll take their money, I'll take their souls. There's nothing wrong with greed. There's the winners, there's the losers, and then there's me. I'm not fashionable, I'm not generous, I'm not truthful and never kind. In fact, that sort of thing really crosses my mind. That's a weakness of human nature, and a trait you'll never see in a dirty, rotten scoundrel like me.
You're much too kind.
There's a way to win elections, to gain the people's trust. It's dishonest, it's conniving, it's a must! To play fair, waste my time, and that's no way to be. There's the winners, there's the losers, and then there's me. I'm not fashionable, I'm not generous, I'm not truthful and never kind. In fact, that sort of thing rarely crosses my mind. That's a weakness of human nature, and a trait you'll never see in a dirty, rotten scoundrel like me. In a dirty, rotten scoundrel like me. In a dirty, 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 rotten scoundrel like me.
Oh, that's too funny. Now, if I'm correct, the actual hero, Philip Gracie, is a somewhat unkempt young man who goes to Garrett's haberdashery to see if he can spruce up his appearance a little bit. And when I read the story, Philip is trying to impress Magdalena. She's the heroine of the story and is played by local singer Liz Lake. And he turns to Garrett the parrot to see if Garrett can help him clean up his act. Is that right?
That's correct. Philip's buddy is a possum by the name of Gravitz. And Gravitz played a huge role in encouraging Philip to seek Garrett the Parrot's help. By the way, Peter Schmidt was the voice of Gravitz.
He's got clothes just this side of rags, full of holes, tears, and sags. And his shoes are a sight for sore eyes. He's way, way out of control. If you want to win this girl's heart, your clothes would be a good start. And that hair, my word, what a mess.
It runs clear from your neck to your chest.
But his breath is as sweet as a rose. He even washes between his toes.
But that smell, whatever is that?
Just this frog I keep under my hat.
If you want to win, you must try to be special, not some average guy. Make your way straight to her heart.
That means you definitely dress for the part.
Oh, I get it. We'll make him a man of stature.
That stature, you idiot.
Oh, I knew that.
Oh, sure you did.
I did.
Yes.
It's champagne, not simply grog. And please, man, get rid of that frog. It's eloquence that rarely counts when the tension of love starts to mount. If you want to win, you must try to be special, not some average guy. Make your way straight to her heart.
That means you definitely dress for the part.
It's the way you look when you walk. It's the way you tone when you talk.
But that seems like way too much work.
Fine. Remain a big jerk.
Wait, Garrett, he didn't mean that. Tell him you didn't mean that, Philip.
What I meant was...
Never mind. Here, try on this shirt.
Ooh.
Now get that coat.
That one?
No, not that one. That one.
Oh.
Okay, now pull up those pants.
Ouch.
Nice. Very nice. That'll do just fine. It's the clothes that make the man. Be debonair, act smart, act grand. And make sure you watch what you say, or you'll spoil what's left of the day.
Wow, what a difference a day makes! You look simply marvelous.
The word is marvelous. Okay, now go and impress the girl!
With your clothes and your new hairdo, Magdalena's gonna fall for you!
I may look good, but what should I say?
This is one most peculiar day.
Peculiar what?
Peculiar.
Oh, well, I knew that one too.
There she is.
She's coming my way.
Okay, help me. Quick, what should I say?
If you ask me, I recommend it's the message of love you should send.
If I want to win, I must try to be special, not some average guy. I'll make my way straight to her heart, 'cause I'm definitely dressed for the part. 'Cause I'm definitely,
he's definitely
dressed for the part.
So let me ask, does Philip ever get the girl?
He sure does. In fact, all of a sudden is a duet that tries to establish that Philip and Magdalena actually do end up falling in love.
Okay, here is All of a Sudden.
From afar have always longed for you. A distant star with a light that shines so true. Under your spell, my senses start to read. How can I tell you how this makes me feel? Then all of a sudden, it was clear to see what I would need to make you love me, to win your heart, to make the dream come true. All of a sudden, I knew what to do.
By the things I had to do, how could I ever find the true love that I sought if I had never given you? Sudden, you showed me the truth and made me realize that you were the one that I've been searching for. All of a sudden, I need search no more.
All it took was a moment in time for all to come together like rhythm and rhyme. A song of love, a sweet melody.
That was All of a Sudden from the musical The Hero of Paris Valley. Now I have to ask, does Willard McCobb ever get his just reward?
Boy, he sure does. As he's trying to hop the train out of Paris Valley with the money that he and his henchmen stole from City Hall, they're stopped by the citizens of Paris Valley at the main train station. That's when McCobb tries to convince the townspeople that he's a decent fellow. To no avail.
The Hero of Paris Valley storybook is available at DennyMagic1.com. That's DennyMagic with the number 1.com. Gentlemen, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Well, thanks for having us, Tina.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, take care.